Welcome to Brain Power with Dr. Echo, where each week we discuss how your family can boost brain health by addressing mind, body, emotional, and environmental health. And now, here's the episode. Welcome to another episode of Brain Power with Dr. Echo. I have a wonderful guest for us today, Dr. Mary Rensel. You are in for a treat. So I'm going to let her introduce herself. And so, Dr. Rensel, welcome to Brain Power.
Thanks for having me. I love your mission because my business is Brain Fresh. So your Brain Power, I'm like, I'm all over it.
Yes.
So I'm Dr. Mary Rensel. I'm a neuroimmunologist, and I'm also a business owner. I have two businesses. I like to support professionals to help them find professional joy and vitality through neuroscience strategies.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show. So let's dive right in. You mentioned you're a neuroimmunologist and that you love to help professionals find joy and vitality. So tell us, what's that word? What does that word really mean to you, vitality?
Well, I really love it. It's kind of my new favorite word. So I think, you know, what it means to me, if I boil it down, is that it's living how we live our lives and then growing. And that's sometimes where when I'm frustrated is when I typically don't feel like I'm growing. If I'm just doing the same tasks over and over, I get a little antsy and I want to grow and develop. And so that's where I like that word vitality, because it's living and growing.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love it. So what are some strategies that you give? How can we help our parents at work find joy?
Well, I like to talk about aligning with what the brain needs. I mean, it's like the brain is stuck up there between our ears and it can't get out and take care of itself. And so we are really, you know, we have this amazing organ between our ears that helps us truly be us and help our communities and change the world. And it needs attention, right? And it needs support. And so I think as professionals, we need to know that the only reason I can still go to work is my brain is still working. So we need to acknowledge, and almost like a reciprocity, right? Like if I want to go to work and do a, you know, get through my work and do a good job, I need to give my brain something to be able to do that.
Right.
So I like to call it brain priming. Like, how do we prime the brain for a good day? And the good thing is a lot of this is good news. Like fun really is important for the brain. Like to make sure you have fun throughout your week, because it's a great neuro state. Mm-hmm. You know, it's usually we're with other humans. It's a lighthearted, happy mood. And, you know, physiologically, the rest of our body really likes to have fun too, right? It's all very positive, which is good.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we have to, you know, there's little tools and tricks throughout our day to kind of rebalance. Most of the days we're trying to get our work done, head down, get our work done. But we have to kind of step away, take a deep breath and acknowledge that we have different neurologic systems. We have the focus sympathetic. We have the parasympathetic, relaxed, chill, more wider perspective side of us. So we need to kind of intentionally put that throughout our days, a couple, like 10 minutes, a couple times throughout the day to, and that could look like looking at a picture of your family or looking outside the window or taking a little walk, take a deep breath, because that will actually help you get your work done faster. So I like to like connect people to resources that help the brain work faster.
I love it. And you know, that's all everything you mentioned is like simple things.
Right. Yeah, you could do it. Very doable. No money. Yeah. It doesn't take money. It just takes intention. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the other thing these days, and like any day, but especially these days, I like to think of it almost like the front of a house and just close all the windows. Like, don't open your brain to everything. If you want to get your work done, sometimes you have to close some windows so that everybody's not invited in. It's almost like having your front door open of your home and just letting anyone in and thinking that you have control of your day. So of course, we have so many screens and people who are after us and asking us questions. I think as a working doc, I counted one time, I have about 12 ways that people can find me throughout the day, like multiple emails, you know, Epic, pagers, phones, so many. And then Epic now has these instant message way to get to me. So I have like 12 ways that people can get to me. And I really want to just focus on the patient I'm with. So, you know, so there's like, I have to be careful who I'm letting in. So that's the other thing to know is like, we are letting people in. And I think the other thing to know about that is as humans, we link to other people.
Right.
So that if we are just open, we're catching kind of all those emotions and their like neural level, like, are they active? Are they anxious? Are they relaxed? We loop with people.
Yeah.
So we have to acknowledge that our emotional wellness is linked to the people around us.
Contagious.
Contagious. Mm-hmm. Synchrony is a word maybe to use too, is that we synchronize with other people, whether you like it or not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And if you know something simple, like I've noticed if I yawn, then the person around me starts to yawn or vice
versa.
Isn't
that funny? Yeah. It's funny. Oh, she actually did a study on that. Yeah.
Being together.
It's really funny. They talk about those mirror neurons, you know, things that you can't help it. It's like if you ever had a roommate, like in college, you live with someone for a while and then you start acting like each other.
Oh, right. Your period starts.
That's right. You're all like.
starts mm-hmm. linking up. That's like so amazing. So back to that word in being intentional, because I think that's absolutely critical for us to sit down and see who is it. I mean, at work, yes, you may not have the pleasure of deciding who you interact with or not, but maybe deciding how you will respond to whatever interaction comes.
Right. Sometimes I think like, okay, imagine you have 10 coins of attention for the day. And if you wake up and you're on, I have two phones, screen, you know, multiple computers. So maybe I already gave away like 3 of my coins for the day because I already have screens around me. As soon as like people wake up, they open their eyes in the morning and they're on their email like before they get out of bed.
Yep.
And so you already gave away a couple of coins of your focus and your intention. So you're just letting anyone in. You just open the door again, you know, so and you're just sharing everything with that whoever's on the other end of that. So I agree with you. Intentionality is really important. Like I want to get my work done, especially as a busy parent. I want to get my work done. I want to get home and relax and have fun. Right. So I want to make sure my brain is really able to focus. And that's the way I can grab the reins and say, yeah, I'm going to get my work done. I'm not going to waste all my energy and focus before I even leave the bed, you know.
Amen to that. So what are some strategies you would give parents for? What are some morning routines that will power up your prime your brain that you do that's not email?
So be careful the first time you look at a screen in the morning. Just challenge yourself to get out of bed. Set your intention. What do I want of this day? What do I want for my family of this day? And you know, kids mimic us. So if they see us doing that, you know, they will, you know, do something similar. And you might say, oh my gosh, this is hard because usually I looked at my phone when I'm still in bed. So you might say, okay, I'm going to wait 5 minutes this week. Mm-hmm. Do that a little bit. And then, okay, I'm going to wait 10 minutes before I look at any screens.
Right.
And you have to acknowledge that you're just sharing yourself with all of these screens. And if that's okay with you, you're decreasing your ability to focus, you know, throughout work. If that's what you want, that's not what I want because I want to be able to really be there for my patients and my family.
Right.
And not just share it with strangers that have emailed me or are on the screens.
Absolutely. I love that. That analogy is so powerful. Opening your front door.
Right.
And letting anybody just walk waltz into your house and do whatever you want to do. That should stop all of us in our tracks.
Like, right.
We don't want. But we let all the emails and all the stuff in. So. Thank you for those practical advices. And I've also read and I've practiced it myself that when you empty your brain of the thoughts, like journaling, so like just put your thoughts down and instead of scrolling on the phone or something, like write down your thoughts. What do you want for your day? Mm-hmm. Like actually, what do you really want? Because there's a connection between us writing and our brain taking notice of it. Like there's that connection there.
I do love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it is powerful. I agree with you. And if I take time to do that, I kind of have like my Fridays are usually my journal day and just get up and just write, see what comes out. But you're right. I mean, there's a different kind of, that's a different kind of release for the brain when we write something down. And sometimes it makes something really clear that we feel, have some feelings about something. It makes it clear why when we actually write it down.
Wonderful. We've talked about the morning routine. So now, what would you tell this busy professional parent or this busy parent? Even if you're staying at home, it's still busy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What should they do to guard their houses, their front doors when they go to work? How can they approach that better?
Yeah, I think the other thing is to know, like we know what your brain is really good at and live in your strengths. And so I like to call that just kind of aligning with your special brain powers. Your neuro powers, you know, so some things come very easy to us. And that's because our brain is wired and connected a certain way. I like to think of it like a subway system, you know, what's connected to what and how easily it is to get to something for me to answer a question about neurology. I love that. Like I can see it as just, it's just easy for me. but I'm not good at a lot of things. And so that's what I'm good at. And so I also like art. I like, you know, connecting with people. So there's certain things that are just easy for me, but certain things very hard. You know, I'm not patient like to fix a computer system and go in the details of that. I can, don't ask me, please. So it's good to know. And there's easy ways to kind of figure out what your strengths are, because it's way more exciting to try to build on your strengths than to think of your gaps. It's not so exciting to think like, what am I not good at? I need to get better at that. Right. More exciting to build off your strengths. It actually turns on different kind of brain areas when we think of our strengths and we learn how to grow those strengths. And it also helps us know, like, how can we live in our zone of genius? Like, how can I, in my day, in my weeks, how can I do more of what I'm really good at? Because I feel like the world would be better if everyone could really live optimally at their gifts.
Yes. And I was just listening to a book yesterday that said we use 10% of our brain potential. Like, can you imagine?
I mean,
there would be no stopping us if we actually right to the 90%.
Right. And it may not be, it's maybe socially acceptable. So your gift is X, and maybe the society says, oh, you should really be an X, Y, or Z, you know, but maybe you're just really good at these couple things, and right, put more of that in your weeks, you know? So if you're, you know, I love art and I love to learn about art and I like to talk to artists. And so I wasn't doing that as a doc. I really wasn't doing that very much. And I thought, okay, I can do that more. I can talk to artists more and see what they're doing. I can try some things myself, you know, so I don't have to be 100% a full-time artist, but I can add more art into my life.
Yes, which expands, which helps your neurons fire even more, mm-hmm, right? Because mm-hmm now you're using different areas, yeah, of your brain.
A new, yeah, perspective. Yes, absolutely.
Your brain happy. Like, yes, oh, being used.
Right? I think another way, like lazy way to do it or intentional way to do it, is some weeks, just think of like the 5 to 10 people you see the most throughout your weeks. Let's say adults, you know, for those, you know, those stay-at-home folks. But, you know, just think about who is around you. And is there somebody that really prioritizes healthy nutrition? Is there somebody that prioritizes exercise? Is there somebody that's really good at professional development? Is there somebody who's really good at supporting the community? Because if you keep those people close to you, you will do those activities more often. And so it's a lazy, quote unquote, way of keeping yourself healthy. So the people we keep around us will dictate our future.
Absolutely. The 5 people around mm-hmm you tell you who you really are.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love
That's another way to be intentional, is just kind of do a check. And sometimes you think like, oh, I don't have anyone around me that's volunteering right now. Like, I need to find some people that volunteer. So like, you just ask your neighbors or your friends, like, who do you know that volunteers? And just have a coffee chat. Like, could we jump on Zoom for 10 minutes? Could you just tell me how you get volunteering in your life?
Right.
That's all. You know, so that's just have to build. If there are gaps and like, I don't really hang out with anyone that eats well, okay, well, think about it. Is there someone at work that you see that you're not really close with? Or you could ask them, like, how did you start eating healthy? Or ask your doc, you know, ask your medical team. But there's ways to kind of be around people that prioritize things that maybe are harder for you. And that's a lazy, quote unquote, way or intentional way of building that team, that support team around you.
Right. And that goes back to the heart of who we are as humans. We are built for support. We can't do anything on our own, really.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we would like.
Right. To think. Yeah.
Lots of people like to think we can. Yeah, I like that. And still the undercurrent of intentionality. Like, who are those people? Let me go say hi to them. And right, and create this new additional leg of support, which definitely helps. And so how can parents, so we've talked about work. So how mm-hmm can parents model this at home? Like, say, for the children to, because we know children are sponges and they really look at what mm-hmm we do more than what we say.
Yeah, I think, again, it's just start with an assessment, right? So there's probably like ideal us and then real us, you know, and we're not, as humans, we're not very good always at seeing the real us right now. We yeah think of like, ideally, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But the day-to-day reality is we're busy. The kids are hungry. I'm tired. I'm home, coming home from work, you know. the kids have to get to X, Y, and Z. Like I was just talking to someone who she's like, she just saw a funny thing online that all the 40-year-old moms are just in their cars because they're just driving their kids constantly. And I'm out of that zone as a mom. But yeah, that's what you think about.
I mean, the
you're in the thick of it. So I would say, yeah, I would say like, what's your ideal self? Like as a mom, my priorities were, you know, to show my kids that they have agency, right? Like they can do things themselves. Right. And I wanted to show them a healthy relationship with my husband. I wanted to show them healthy relationship with community and neighbors, because like you said, like as humans, our support system is really the key to our health. We know that through so many medical, you know, literature that's and manuscripts, that's a given. The Surgeon General's talking about it, you know, 80 pages about how people are lonely. Mm-hmm. And that's just something we have to address. Yeah. So I just like, what's important to me as a mom? And what did I want to make sure that I modeled for my kids? And there's times I was kind of off track, right? Like I wasn't always really strong in certain areas. And I think like, okay, I need to work on this. And again, I would usually try to find someone who was good at it so that I could learn from them, because people like to talk about themselves, right? So if you invite them for tea or coffee, you say, how do you do it? People usually will talk about themselves, you know, fill the tea. How do you do it? And I would get these ideas that I never thought of. Like, I remember I talked to a pharmaceutical rep who was my neighbor, and she had bus stop hours. And I was like, what's that? So she started her day at 9:30 or something, so she could get the kids on the bus, get home by the time they're getting off the bus. I had never heard of that. And I was like, that is a great idea.
Yeah.
So I went to my boss, like, can I work part-time and work these hours? So I just thought that would be really important for me to be sitting there at home when they get off the bus.
Right.
So I did that for some years. I didn't do that always, but that was really great for some years when the kids, when I wanted to be there, that when they got off the bus.
Right.
So it just depends what's important to you, but I would always reach out to people who seem to be doing well in a certain area, get some tips.
Yes, absolutely. There's nothing like, I think one of the most valuable things we can do for ourselves is to invest in ourselves and see ourselves as valuable enough to do that.
And I yes.
That definitely spills over into everything we do. When
right.
we see ourselves as valuable and that we can pour into ourselves and that we deserve it. Because honestly, you can't even love or teach or do any of that for anyone else if you haven't done it for yourself. So
I agree. The kids pick up on that. Absolutely. And it's okay to know that a certain season of life, it looks like this. And this is what I've decided to do at this season, because I've had different seasons of being a mom or a doc. I mean, I've been working as a doc for 30 years, and my youngest kid is 19 and my oldest is 28. So I, you know, I've had different
from you.
Yeah, I know.
I found someone to get tips from.
Right. So I have, yeah, I'm not like a certain season when they were babies, I wanted one thing. When they were in school, I wanted one thing. When I didn't have a nanny or anyone in the house, I wanted some support, you know, so there's, you know, different seasons. I was looking for different support, and I would just go to people like, how do you do it? What has worked for you? And generally they say like, go to people that are about two steps ahead of you and some goal you're after. Just like, how did you do it at the beginning? You don't have to solve all the problems. You just have to find someone who looks like they are, or has achieved at least a couple steps ahead of you where you want to be. I think there's a great book called Design Your Work Life. Design Your Work Life. And it's it gives these tips. And it's from two Stanford professors. I have a course that, because so many college students were like, I don't know what to do with my life. So they made a course about it. And then they wrote a book about it. And it's great. It's very instructive.
Yeah.
But they recommend like those coffee chats.
Okay. We'll put a link to the book in the
show notes. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Design Your Work Life. Yeah.
Thank you for that recommendation. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm reading myself.
It's nice. Yeah. We're always designing, which is nice. And I think that's the other thing to acknowledge is just because you're here today doesn't mean you're not happy about X, Y, or Z part of your life. It's okay to think about it a little bit. Yeah. Read a book like that. Or there's great books. You know, there's one called Primal Leadership by reading by Dan Goldman. And it's an old one. It's like, like 10, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. But it's very instructive, again, about like, here's your ideal self. Here's where you are. How do you build a team to help you get closer to your ideal self? And they talk a lot about the emotions and that. And I think that's something else to acknowledge as brain lovers as we are, is that emotions are driving a lot of our behaviors. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to know that and to say it and to learn our emotions and have some emotional intelligence. Right. And that needs to be built. And the other thing this book, Primal Leadership, says is we can all learn. We can keep growing and developing.
You are not stuck with the brain you have.
Right.
That is a wonderful thing.
Right. Right.
Our brains can regenerate and we can pivot. We're not stuck. If you don't like this particular thing, you can always make a shift.
Right, right, right. So, back to the vitality is living and growing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Living and growing. Uh-huh. Wonderful. So we started with vitality and we're ending with it.
Yes.
Yep. I love it. So what's one last tip you have for parents?
Parents, hang in there. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I love those quotes like, you know, you're the bow and you're just there to kind of support their growth. And, you know, Khalil Gibran, these beautiful quotes. But sometimes the days are long. They say like the days are long and the years are short. I thought that was a good quote, too. It seemed like that it's hard. Just acknowledge like it's hard. And sometimes you just have to say, what are the basics that I can do today? Can I get good nutrition in myself and my family? Can we have a good night's sleep? You know, it doesn't matter. The house is perfect. And that's, you know, what the neighbors think. You know, it's just like, what are the basics today? As far as brain health, I mean, I think what we know and brain support for busy people is like connections are everything. So it's really fun to get to know you. And it's good to build your tribe and keep your tribe refreshed because sometimes people move away. And so connections have to be a priority. I used to think like I have four kids and I was busy and I was working. I don't have time to call them. I don't have, but make the time for connections. That's everything. Yeah. Sleep, movement, nutrition, it all matters. Go back to the basics, I think, you know?
Back to the basics. Mm-hmm. I agree. And one tip I'm going to add that just popped in my head.
Yes, good. Right?
Before you put your feet on the ground, have your bottle of vitamins, which is going to boost your nutrition on your nightstand and just take your vitamin before you step out and before you touch your phone.
Right.
Yeah. Let's feed our brains first.
Yes.
So wonderful. Where can parents or professionals or whoever is listening to this, where can they find more about their amazing?
You can find me on YouTube, Dr. Mary Rensel. You can find me, you know, online on brainfresh.org, LinkedIn, Mary Rensel. Yeah. I'd love to connect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Please connect with Dr. Rensel. She's simply amazing. So thank you again for coming on here. Such an honor to interview you today.
My pleasure.
Yes. Looking forward to more connecting.
Yes. Yes. Let's do it.
Yes. And so parents, I hope you learned as much as I did. And I hope you had a great time listening to this episode. Please share it with friends and family that you think need to hear this. Leave us a review. Thank you. Until next episode. Have a wonderful day.